see you guys. Eric, I will start with you. Your season, truly unlike any other in the NFL this year, any seasons past, many have been inspired by it. I'd love to hear you describe it for us.
Man, it's just been a blessing all in all. I mean, you don't get to this point, I keep saying it, but you don't get to this point by yourself. You know, you got great family support, great friends, great community support, along with the whole organization. So, I mean, just being able to have my own strength, but having little reminders and people, when I did have times where I felt weak or didn't feel like I could go, like I could turn on the TV and see a sign that said, "We're behind you, Eric Berry," while I was watching the game, or getting a text from my coaches, or, you know, Al Harris texting me, telling me just stay focused on my goals that I had before I got sick. So, I mean, little stuff like that, man, you go through it and you're just thankful that you have people like that you can lean on. So,
and what has been that source of inspiration? Because you've been an inspiration to so many people. What does keep you driving and keep you going?
Just understanding that God always has a plan for you. You know, sometimes you can't see it, but if you just trust it and just move forward and just, I mean, when you look around, it's hard not to think that you're not, it's hard to think that you're not supposed to succeed when you have so much support. Like I said, like, just cutting on the TV, seeing all the signs, seeing guys like Justin Houston having my number under his jersey every time he gets a sack. And like I said, text messages, Bible verses, inspirational messages, other cancer survivors telling me that I'm an inspiration and they're an inspiration to me. So, I mean, it's a lot of places where you draw inspiration from and you just try to give that back. So, yeah.
Alex, you've been in the league now over 10 seasons. You've had a lot of different teammates. What kind of teammate was he this year?
I mean, that's tough to put into words, man. I think I try to tell people about Eric, and I know this year, obviously, I mean, what an amazing year, you know, for him and to come back and how much he means to this team. But for me, it was 3 years ago when I got traded, and I remember the first time coming to the locker room. And I don't know what year that could have been for you. I mean, you're still kind of a young buck. Yeah, third year. And I just remember this presence about him. And he was like wise beyond his years, and just so selfless, and I really think that, you know, really I think he sets the tone for our entire locker room, and it was that selflessness from day one coming in. I mean, here, you know, that just that everything was about the team, everything he talked about, everything he did, the way he worked, it was all about the team, and it was about everybody else, and it was sincere, it was the truth, you could just tell it, And then to see him just to face this, you know, he battled for his life. And just to see that they're up against it. I mean, we all talk about adversity, you know, and here, well, I mean, this is real adversity and him facing it and the way he's handled it. And I say handle it still with that selflessness, to see the things that he does still now. You know, people come to our practices, come to our camps all the time. They're battling lymphoma as well, and to see all the things that he does to go out of his way, I think, to inspire others, it's truly humbling. You're talking about, I mean, a stud of a football player and a stud of a human being. You know, really, really humbling just to even observe and be a teammate of. I mean, it's really an honor.
You know, you sit there at 1-5, and I know Andy comes in on Monday and talks about, you know, we're more than one team. But I also know that once he leaves that meeting, it goes in the locker room, yeah, with you guys. And I got to ask this question. I mean, did you feel the need for the defense to pick it up now? Did you feel more pressure without having maybe arguably the best offensive player around you to put the pressure on your shoulders now, Alex, to become more of a playmaker on the offensive side of the ball? What was the vibe in the locker room after you left that meeting with Andy?
I appreciate what you said about it. Yeah. Hey. But, I mean, Coach, I believe we believe in Coach, man. Like, what he says, he means. I mean, he's not going to, like Coach Rivera said, if you haven't been there, don't draw me up a map. And a lot of us feel that he's been there. So, Coach, draw it up and we're going to get the hike. You know? But, I mean, the things that he tells us, man, is very true, is very honest, and he was doing his part, and in a sense, we were doing our part, but we could have did it a lot better. You know, we could have spent some more time in the film room, we could have spent some time after practice, you know, and the sense of urgency just elevated, and every player knew that, so it wasn't more pressure on Alex or more pressure on me. it was everybody understood that we got to get this done. So whatever you got to do to be ready on Sundays, make sure you make it happen. And we're going to do that one day at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I think at 1-5, I mean, regardless of obviously losing a guy like Jamal, in any individual pressure you might feel, when you're 1-5, exactly that. I mean, that's team pressure. And we all got to play better. Injuries, not. You know, and I do think that, you know, Coach talked about it with trust, and that's, I think, exactly what UB talked about, that there really is a trust from top to bottom in our building. And I think a matter of guys, and it has to do with not pointing fingers, and I think that starts with the top, with Coach Reed. I mean, a guy that stands up, and it's about getting better. It's not about pointing fingers, and for all of us, kind of, every, I mean, as a team, looking in the mirror. And I think knowing that we're better than 1-5, and like you said, that for whatever reason, and that we hadn't got it done, in a matter of that sense of urgency, kind of dialing it up, and us kind of making digging ourselves out of that hole.
You know what? I'm glad to hear that, because Tony Gonzalez claims it was him beating the drum against the Pittsburgh Steelers. When he came here, he said, "You guys never lost since then." So he was taking credit for that. So it's good to hear.
After you guys started 1-5 defensively, Eric, only one team, it's amazing, one team in the rest of that stretch scored more than 20 points against you guys. So strictly football-wise, what went so well on that side of the ball?
I think the communication, and the coaches do a great job of keeping the lines of communication open. And like Dorsey said, man, we're not going to always agree with everything, but at the end of the day, we want to get to where we need to go. We want progression, and we want to eventually get that Super Bowl ring. So just understanding that, and, you know, we go back and forth about the game plan and back and forth what we think will work. And a lot of places, I don't think they allow you to do that. But to get player feedback and just feeling comfortable with the coaches, man, that goes a long way. And then the players just coming together. And, like, we did a lot of things outside of just playing football. We had a dinner every week. I made the whole secondary buy Nintendo DS's, so we was playing Mario Kart every day. And you'd be surprised how close that'll make you, but, I mean, just doing that and just having fun, you know, having fun and just understanding that it is football and it is a game, but we're going to be the best that we can do. I mean, we're going to be the best that we can at doing that, so.